It's your boy.
The boys.
The man, the myth, the legend.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
How are we, boys?
Good. Gentlemen.
Exciting.
I'm excited. Today is going to be a very big day for us.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
It is our team reveals.
Yep.
So I'm joined by the man, John Sammy Newman.
Hi.
Okay.
I'm not sure I like that one.
Okay.
We'll work on that.
I'm here with Sam Darcy.
You snag Sam?
Come on, help me out here. Yeah, snagger Sam the snag.
Right, we'll keep working on that.
Sam two snag masters.
Throughout the year.
All right, and the pugnacious bulldog.
That's, I like that.
Darcy, yeah, Corey. Like okay. Yeah,
it's probably the nicest thing you've ever called me. So
that's great. Yeah. That took a lot. Cozza, how are you?
Good, mate.
Sammy?
Yeah, very good, mate. Very good. Very exciting.
Excited.
Footy's time back. To reveal.
Twitterverse out there.
Time to reveal all the secrets.
Good. So, guys, how are we, first of all? Just a mood check. Sammy, feeling good?
I'm feeling great, mate.
Cozza, good?
Feeling great.
Yeah, feeling good. Just can't wait for it all to get started.
Ready to bare your soul?
Yep. Yeah. I'm sure we'll get a bit of feedback on this. So, yeah,
all positive for me, negative for you, please.
Probably.
Right. So, I think today what we're going to do, we're going to go through our team line by line. And so at this time, at this very time, it's a sad day. We're almost at the end of the community series game. So a lot of these selections are pretty relevant. I'm sure we've made a few changes over the last couple of days, guys.
Yep.
Couple. Yeah, heaps.
Couple.
Yeah, a lot. Little yeah. Tinkering. Yeah, there's been a few guys that have forced their way into our team with their performances. Yeah, yep. They were right on the borderline going into the games. And I just needed to see what I saw, and then, yeah, they delivered. So,
well, there's a few players I was ready to go to the depths of hell for, and 1 minute later, I've just completely abandoned them. So,
okay.
Cutthroat like business, Supercoach, right?
That's right. Yep.
All right, guys, should we kick it off with Sammy first?
Yeah, you want to go through just the back line?
I think what we'll do is we'll do the line by line, starting from defense, and we'll go yourself, Cozza, and then my team, and then in between each of our lines, we'll just have a bit of a chat about why he picked some of the players, and if there's any room for criticism, we'll definitely jump on and let you know.
Yep, okay. Yeah, right. Can do.
Sammy,
yep.
The floor is yours.
Okay, so back line, I think, should be in everyone's team, Nicky Dacos, D1, so he's been there pretty much all preseason. Harry Sheezel has forced his way into my team, D2. Hayden Young, D3 pick.
Yep.
Zachy Williams, currently sitting at D4. You know, that's a sort of obviously a wait and see on him. He can go to a few different guys. Josh Gibkus and Nick Caulfield
bit of a speculative pick in Zach Williams, but we're hoping for the best.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with him. He can go to a Massimo or someone like that if I have to. Hopefully he does get a game because he can definitely make some coin for me.
So quickly just run your six again quickly.
So Dacos, Sheezel, Young, Williams, Gibkus, Caulfield. And then I've got Zachy Reid and Ethan Phillips sitting on my pine at the moment.
Very nice. Yep. Okay, that's a solid team. Sounds pretty similar to me. Cozza, what do you think? Any thoughts?
No, I think that'd be pretty consistent with most people. A few players here or there will be slightly different, but
I think the back line's going to be pretty vanilla this year for the most part.
I just think there's so many options in that D4 spot. There's just so many options at that price point. Like we talked about Sheezel, we talked about a Young. You've got Dan Houston as well. I think he's around that point. I watched Luke Ryan last night. He was really good. I'm not sure what his actual price is, but there's actually a lot of value here. So the pugnacious bulldog mentioned Jordan Clark last week as well.
Yes.
So that's another one.
Yep.
All right, very good. So thoughts? We're all pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty
good. Well locked in. Yeah, Tommy Stewart's been the one to make way.
I was just about to say, Tom Stewart.
Oh, well, it's just the value of Hayden Young versus Tom Stewart.
You know, say that again.
You're saving like 125K and Hayden Young just looks so good.
I completely agree.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't justify having Dacos and Stewart in the same, you know, there's too much money in two guys on one line. So Tommy Stewart's the one to go. Obviously, he's pretty high on my radar. So
no buy, obviously, for Tom Stewart as well. So he could factor in maybe for a swap somewhere.
But Hayden Young's got such a great buy as well. So
has he?
Yep. He only shares it with
Port Adelaide. Port.
Yeah, right. So that's one of the –
that's great.
I think it's round 12 or something like that maybe.
They got the first buy, I think. Or first or second buy.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, very good. Yep.
All right, over to you, Coz. What do you got for us?
All right, for D1, I've got Nick Dacos. He's only actually freshly come into the team.
Okay. All right.
D2, Tom Stewart.
Yeah, you sticking with him? Yeah, yep. All right.
Blue. Yeah. D3, Sheasel. D4, Yo. D5, Gibkiss. And D6, Caulfield, which the last two I think will be very common for most teams.
Yeah. I think they're pretty safe picks.
Yeah, Caulfield looked great in last week. Obviously, I think the Dogs still need to play. They should be playing Saturday.
They're about to play in about an hour.
Okay. Yep. So, yeah, this is our one last look at him. But from what we've seen last week, surely, like, he's,
I think he's pretty top 10 pick. Pretty risk-free. Like, he's 123K.
Good age demographic.
Locked into the best 22, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, I think he'll just be pretty solid. It won't be big scores, but he'll make good 60s, cash.
70s.
That's okay. We'll take it. Yep. We will take it.
What about the bench, Cozzo? Who you got on the bench?
I got Zach Reed and Ethan Phillips.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So it's pretty much.
So that's a little bit different to us, or to me anyway.
Different. So do you want to run through your sixes quickly again?
Dacos, Stewart, Sheasel, Yo, Gibkiss, and Caulfield.
Okay. Yep. So you've gone a bit heavier.
A little bit deeper.
Yeah. The D4 spot.
The Yo pick. Yeah. We might have to. Talk about that in a minute once we...
He's looking pretty good today.
Yeah.
So could be the year of the resurgence.
He does look good, Elliot.
Out west with him and Nat Fyfe, so...
I don't think there's any questions with his scoring. It's body. And if you don't pick him for that reason, that's pretty well fair enough.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right, no worries. That's good. So the moment everyone's been waiting for, obviously, my team.
Let's hear it, Pete. Come on.
Say that again.
What have we got? Pigs in the back line.
There's a pig at full forward. Okay. I've gone D1, Nicky Dacos.
Good.
I've gone D2, James Sicily. I've gone D3, Harry Sheasel. I've gone Massimo D'Ambrosio for my D4 at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's just slightly ahead of Zach Williams.
I like him.
Just because we've seen him on the park, I guess. That's the main thing, right?
Yeah, it's,
Josh Gibkiss, I like what I've seen. I like his game style. He's not really a lockdown defender. He can intercept as well, so he could add a bit extra points for a rookie. So I've got him at D5. D6, Zach Reed. I think he looked great, and he's been promising to finally, you know, live up to expectations.
He has been good, yep.
And then I've got Nick Caulfield and Ethan Phillips. Jeez, Ethan Phillips, I really loved him a few years ago. I was hoping Port tried to pick him up. Never eventuated. He spent a year out of the league and now being swatted up in the last second by Hawthorn, who Corey mentioned before the podcast, they have no key tools. So could he play?
Yeah, they're pretty decimated.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident
I think he will get a game. Yep. Obviously, he won't score that great, or you wouldn't have thought. You know, there'd probably be some 20s and 30s in there, but...
I'm holding hope because he is, his skill set is intercept defender. And we all know that scores pretty well.
Yep. Obviously, mature age as well. I think he's 22, 23.
His role is going to be locked down. Sicily can be the intercept.
Yeah, that's true.
Obviously, also, great bench option, 102K.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go past.
I think you've got to have him.
Yeah.
So, very good.
All right, no worries. So, we're all similar. So,
what are the talking points there, you think?
Big? I think Corey's gone a little bit deeper in defence, like we said. He's taken the risk on Elliot Yo, which I like.
Yep.
I think we all agree on Nick Dacos and Sheasel. You got Sheasel as well?
Yep.
And then I guess this is really interesting because you've got the two stalwarts in Sicily and Stewart. We've all gone three different options. Sam's gone none.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone Sicily and you've gone Stewart. So that's a bit of a good test case, right, to see how that's going to end up in a couple of weeks. Yep. So I don't know, James Sicily for me, I tossed because I actually had, I think I might have gone deeper and I actually had Stewart and Sicily, but I looked at them both, the rising of Hayden Young and Sheasel and the likes. I'm like, I think we need both of them in our team this year. So if any, I guess, in your point of view, Sam, so...
Well, Young's just been so impressive to me this preseason, so the value is too enticing for me to miss. And you know how I feel about Tom Stewart pig, so
I know,
it's a big call for me.
That's true.
But I'm all about value this year, so I couldn't squeeze him in.
I guess this is a good time.
I'm sorry, Tommy. Please forgive me.
Okay, that fits true for both of us. You're sorry for Tommy, but I wanted to take this opportunity to apologise to Hayden Young.
Yes. Yeah, can you?
I feel like I was I've been unfairly maligned with Hayden Young from Sam. He's absolutely pot-shotted me in the first podcast. But then I was forced to just defend myself from back against the wall. But, yeah, Hayden Young, he looked so good last night. He added a complete different element. I made a case of there's too many Freo mids, which I still believe, trying to fit into X amount of spots, especially with Fife back as well. And, hey, Matthew Johnson last night looked – fantastic. He's 193 centimetre mid, but Hayden Young has something that no one in that Freo midfield has, especially Sarong and Brayshaw, who do not – they accumulate, but they don't damage.
Yeah, they're not damaging ball users like Young is. So, and he had the most CBAs by a lot last night.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's good.
Yeah, if we can check out the CBAs, he was up there more than Sarong and Brayshaw, which I think Brayshaw will be one that's going to be the one to suffer for the most part.
Maybe go to a wing.
I would think so.
He'll be more on the outside, I think, this year.
Yeah, because Sarong has to be there. Brayshaw
will be there. Obviously, Fife will throw it through.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, Amira will get some time. But, yeah, Young looked great, so...
And if you manage to check out our Patreon notes, we talked about that in some of the midfield breakdown. Sarong and Brayshaw both had big numbers and both failed to make the ton. So it's something that I've been big on, especially with Brayshaw. I had him a couple of years ago and he always tempts me because he's so consistent. But I just know there's a class of players that get 30 touches and 120s, 130 and 30 touches and get 95s. Yep. And we can't have that in Supercoach. I just don't think there's a place for it.
Yep. Definitely.
All right, guys.
Excellent pick. So that's the back line.
That's the back line, yep. Very beautiful. Good. Nice, short, sharp and shiny. Yep.
Good.
All right, let's move into the money makers, the midfield. Big dogs.
Yep, the big boys.
Okay, Sammy, when you're ready. This is very interesting because this is the one position on the field that can be cut up so many different ways, so many ways to do it. So, Sammy, when you're ready.
Yes, okay. So I'll fire through them. We can talk about them. Yep. Bont, yep. Oliver, Butters, Green, Martin, Holmes, McKercher, Sanders.
Wow.
So I've gone pretty deep in the midfield.
I like it.
But a bit of value there as well with Nick Martin and Maxi Holmes. Geez, I like what I saw from him.
Yeah,
yesterday.
I really want to pick him. I just haven't got there yet.
His role was just absolutely juicy.
That's what I was trying to do before I got here. That's why I was a little bit late. I was trying to fit Holmes into my team.
It seems like every club is looking for that Nick Dacos guy who can play halfback in midfield and damage you. And Max Holmes was him yesterday. He was massive.
And run. If you see Nick Martin play, was it yesterday, Sam, or the day before? Nick Martin's yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
He was running for the 1-2 all day. I'd assume Holmes runs the same way, right?
Oh, yeah. He's quick. Holmes is very quick. He was like
he just went everywhere.
Australian champion at like 100 metres, 200 metres. So he's very quick. So he looked great. Obviously, the price is right for him, 446.
Yeah.
There's definitely meat on the bone from him. Obviously going to get defender status with Nick Martin as well.
Yeah. So I don't know if that is a mid price. Do we claim that as a mid price?
Not quite a mid price.
It's a bit higher.
It's obviously heavier on the mid, but it's a value. He's a value guy.
It's a very value.
There's probably 90, 800, maybe 100K of growth there. Potentially, awesome. If he plays that role, he can average 100 quite comfortably.
No, I agree 100%. That's awesome. All right. Who have you got on the pine at the moment?
I've got a pretty deep pine as well. I've got Harry Huswaite. The Hawks sitting there.
180K, is he? 190?
Yes. Yeah, on the pricey side, obviously. Yeah,
I like him. I really like him.
I like having a bit of a deep bench. Matty Roberts from the Swans. He looks really good. He's got that halfback role as well. And Jai Clark.
Very good.
From the Cats.
What's Matty Roberts' value?
156, he is.
And he scored 100 last
night. So he had 100,
before.
He's playing off halfback as well. So he's a good footballer. Good South Australian boy. He's got a bit of talent, so... Made his way into my team.
You're saying this is your one wood, would you say?
Yeah, it's my mum would.
Say that again.
Yep, it's my one wood pick.
It's your one wood.
Has to be.
An absolute flog saying
I've
by
tried, yeah, I've battled all preseason to try and get the right balance. I really feel comfortable with this. Obviously, Oliver's one that, you know, can go to anyone.
Yeah.
Depending on how he looks.
That's it's so weird to say it's a speculative pick, right? But given all the incidents that have occurred, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
But
really.
Like Corey mentioned last podcast, he could be the greatest pod of all time if he's up and firing.
And the fact that if he plays round zero, we get to have a look at it.
Yep.
So
the word is he may not play round zero, but they're pretty much locking him in for round one. That's sort of the word that I'm hearing. So we may not get a look at him, but even if he's named for round one, I'm happy to take a punt on him.
Yep. So you've heard it here first. The pig is a pod.
They're not going to play him if he's not right. And, you know, he'll rack it up big.
Okay, I really like it. I guess we'll talk about it in a minute once all our teams in, but very strong, very, very strong.
Yep.
Koza.
All right, I've got Laird, Davies Uniac, Gordon, Rosie, Steele, Martin, McKercher, and Sanders. Damn!
Wow.
Jesus, that's completely not what I thought it would be.
Wow, okay, that's big. Can you run that again?
Yeah, run that again, can you?
So, Laird, Davies Uniac, Gordon, Rosie, Jack Steele, Nick Martin, McKercher, and Sanders.
Wow. Yep. So you've gone 16.
So you think Jackie Steele can have a good bounce back?
Yeah, I'm really keen on Jack Steele.
Okay. What's his price? Sorry to cut you off.
$529.
Yeah.
Okay.
Value. Definitely value there.
I think he can push back to a 110 average pretty easily.
Yep.
So he's deep in the back line and the midfield.
I don't know why you guys got all rookies up for. I don't know how you must have got extra cap. You must have applied for extra cap, but I don't know how this is working out.
Yeah.
All right, that's very good. That's a really strong team. So Sanders and Jai Clark are your Sanders and McKercher are your last two spots.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Okay. Sam, sorry, your bench.
Bench is Darcy Wilson, Jeremy Sharp, and Jai Clark.
Yeah, yep. Very nice. Yeah. Wow, that's a really strong midfield.
Very strong.
Okay, very good and different. Like you said, what's your M1, Rory Laird?
Yes.
Isn't it just so disrespectful? Like, I'm guilty for it as well. We're just sleeping on Rory Laird. Like, we're just expecting him not to be the star that he's been for 10 years. Like, it was almost a disgrace not to have him in your team. Like, him and Clayton Oliver every year, right? And now everyone's just, me included.
Well, there's just plenty of options to pick from, and you can't pick them all, unfortunately.
Yep.
So,
Laird's a guy for me that if Oliver doesn't get up, he's...
Has to be in contention.
He's right there waiting. So, definitely.
All right, I like it. Sammy, what do you think? He's very good.
Unique. Yep. Definitely. Well, not so much unique in the picks, but more the structure, I think.
Yeah.
Obviously, Gordon, LDU, they're pretty popular picks, but I like it. Very good.
Okay, are we ready?
We're ready, Pete. Come on, what do you got?
Let's go.
Let's have a look.
The cream of the cream. I've gone with Bontis. Bontempelli is my M1. Then I've gone Jordan Dawson.
Good.
I think you have to have him.
Jordy.
I really do. Okay. I've got Zach Butters, Tom Green, Nick Martin, and then I go into my rookies is McKercher, Sanders, and Jai Clark.
Yep.
And then on the bench, I've got Jeremy Sharp, Manor, and Harvey Thomas at the moment from the Giants, which look pretty good.
But he'll get a game. He looked good.
He looks good. He's small.
Okay.
Like a jockey, isn't he? That guy is really small.
He is. Yep. He looks about 16, but.
So I'll just quickly blitz through that again. Bont, Dawson, Butters, Green, Nick Martin, McKercher, Sanders, and Jai Clark at the moment.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, just one extra rookie. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. Yep. So I don't know. I'm trying to think what your forward lines are looking like because I feel like.
Probably a bit different to yours, I'd say.
Poor.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
well, that's where we're going to be different, I think.
All right, cool. All right, so takeaways from that, guys. We all have different. I think Bontis was the only one.
He didn't have Bont.
I don't have Bont, no.
So too expensive for you, Corey? Because he's going to go big, you know that.
Yeah, it's just I wanted to spread the money out a bit more, really.
This guy just doesn't like being happy, do you?
So what are you going to do when he has 170 in the first week? Just cry in the corner?
Oh, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We'll make sure we get an exclusive vision of that, guys, and cut that up.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Well, it's a risk. I like it, though.
Like I said, you can't pick them all. And who knows? He might spend a bit more time forward at times. You just don't know. Yeah.
There's definitely merit to it because he's so expensive. So I definitely see where you're at. I've tinkered with it as well. But
he could have a couple of slow games to start and I pick him up for 620 in round five.
Mm-hmm.
He could.
Yep.
He's not really going to go up any further.
Or he could just go to the moon.
Yeah, you're not sure. But
what have we got here, guys?
I like the logic behind it.
What else we got?
Say that again.
What's this
one? Didn't have a great first
name. No, he had a good one. He had a good one. All right, that's good. Very good.
Tommy Green. Did you have Tommy Green, Corey?
I got Tommy Green.
No, I didn't.
No, okay.
Brett did.
Right, Brett Scott. And no Butters?
I swapped out Butters for Rosie after the ankle.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, so it's different, but I like, again, that's what I thought. We talked about this before the potty started. I think we've been around the trap so long. I think we're all trying to get our own edge in a way.
Yep.
Especially you, Corey. You said you were going to be pretty. I reckon he hoodwinked us.
Yeah, he said he's going to be pretty vanilla.
Yeah,
and then he has fucking. What's he got? M1 LDU.
He's got Laird, LDU. He's got Elliot Yeo.
They're all pretty commonly picked players, though.
Yeah,
Yeah. I don't think Yo is commonly picked.
I think if you put your team up against most, I would say your team's more unique than...
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of teams shown in the preseason, and most of them are following the same thing. But like you said, it's not far away. It's not right or wrong. It's just
different. I like it. That's a little bit more unique, definitely. I thought I was unique with Holmes at M6.
I know.
But
I was cool with Nick Martin. Apparently he's the biggest secret.
He's got Jack Stu in there as well. Yeah.
My theory about it is the forward line's just going to be horrible. So I want points in my back line and my rucks and my midfield. That's where the points are coming from this year, I think.
Mate, I've got plenty of points in my forward line, guys. It's just wait and see. Watch your space. I think you're so right. I'm probably going to jig something around and maybe weaken my forward line up and go Max Holmes or someone like that. Ollie Wines is just... He's just calling my name.
Wines was really good.
Yeah, he was really impressive last night.
He's a great option, definitely.
It's just one of these things where you look at one team and you're like, one more midfielder and if they got three good mids, they're not going to get hundreds. And you got Port, you got Horn Francis, Butters, Rosie, and Wines. I can actually see all of them scoring hundreds.
Yeah.
You know, maybe one a week won't, but that'll probably be Horn Francis at this stage. But
they're around the mark.
Yeah, but you give Wines 75% time and ground.
He won't go below 90.
Yeah. What did he score last night? 130. He's back, baby.
Yeah, he's good. I mean, yeah, he would definitely...
Don't blush, baby.
He'd be in my considerations if I didn't like the look of two Port players in my midfield. It's just an OCD thing. But for the Rucks pick, what do you want to talk about here? I can see you might have made a little tinkering change there.
I know.
Let's talk about... Also, I'll start off. Big boy, Gorny boy.
Yeah.
R1 for me.
Yeah.
And big boy, Grundy boy. R2 for me.
We're back, baby. The set and forget, boys.
Yeah. Sammy Naismith sitting on the pine. I think you'll make some good coin in the first month or so.
Yep.
Yeah, and be a good little cover for the Grundy buy. Hopefully he can play until then.
Okay. All right. Yep. We'll talk about it in a second. So let's just run through our teams. Cozza?
Got Maxi Gawn and Tristan Cherry.
Yeah, very nice.
And Naismith?
I forgot to update that, but it will be.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we fact check him later on?
Yeah, we will. I'm just going to make sure. I'm going to make sure he's checked.
When I was tinkering with the team, I just forgot to put him in, but he'll definitely be there.
It has to be.
Over the salary cap?
I had Kruger there for a bit because I didn't think he was going to play, but he was a forward ruck that could play. You never know, just in case an injury happens, because I want to get a bit cheeky. But now you can't not have Naismith, right?
Yeah, you got to have him.
So, okay. And mine's Gawn, Grundy, and Naismith. So basically the same except for Cherry.
Yeah,
because I know you were tinkering with big boy Timmy English.
I had Timmy English all summer. Yeah,
instead of Gawn, was it? No, instead of
It was Tim English and Grundy were my choices.
Yep. So what's made you change that? Gawny had 180 the other day.
That went a long way. Definitely. Jeez. He looked so good.
He was imposing, wasn't he?
And who else is rucking at Melbourne?
No one.
And also he kicks goals now apparently. Yep. So
60 meter bombs.
Kicks rockets, so
yep.
He looks good. Age was a thing that I was a little bit worried about, even though Grundy's also around the same age. But Gawn looks lean, mean, and ready to have a big season. So I had English. I've kept a little bit of money aside just in case I have some last minute thoughts and want to get English back in the team somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, at the moment, all right. Let's talk about this, guys. Grundy, what do you think after the game? A few days ago. So he scored, 60 points or something like that?
Yeah, obviously not encouraging. Yep. But, they've got a game in, 5 days or something. So
Plus, I don't think Laddams plays, which affected
Laddams
him.
Laddams is, not good. So
yeah.
I don't think he'll play. I think
they played quite a few tall forwards as well, which hurts. So I think he'll actually be pretty solid. So,
I've got it here, Grundy, 65 points, 9 disposals, 27 hit outs. So
what was the time on ground though? I think that's what I was trying to find.
I think
it was about 60 odd percent.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So they definitely rested him. So not a problem at all. I think it's fine. Yep. I think he'll be fine.
So we're going Gawn and I love Cherry. I love that. I like the move. Another one I looked at is Kieran Briggs, and I'm probably thinking I need to go through the buys again because Giants obviously playing round zero, so are Swans.
Yeah, two or three, I think.
Yeah. And I think Giants and Gold Coast have their buy together in the
early rounds. Round three, yes.
So it's not Swans and Giants. I was thinking that for a second, but
I'm
thinking about moving Grundy up to like a Briggs or something like that eventually because I think Briggs is because he got, I think he had like 10 or 12 contested possessions or something.
Yeah.
He looked really good. So, and Cherry's another one. Who else is going to rock?
I think Briggs will have a massive year.
Yeah.
I think he's up for a big year this year. He looks really good.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so yep. Grundy and Gawn is back.
Yep.
5 years later, really?
Yeah.
That's so right. That 2017, 2018 season when we were doing a bit of our footy gods write-ups and some fact-checking and whatever we do, whatever we bloody do, I don't know.
Mm.
Who knows these days? Gawn and Grundy, you know what it was? It was the ruck write-ups that we're doing.
Yep.
So I look back and in 2017 and 2018, they both averaged like 130s.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You almost forget, this used to be an absolute given. Now you forget that ruckman used to do this every week and,
yep.
Until obviously Tim English returned last year. So incredibly disrespectful not to go Tim English. What is it for you? Is the price a price point?
Oh, yeah. It just destroys your salary cap trying to get Tim English in. But you're going to want him at some point.
I think if Gawn and Grundy were around the Tim English price, you'd have a much tougher decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think the price dictates this, and Cherry as well.
The other one's Rowan Marshall too. He'll be right up there again too.
Yeah, Rowan Marshall. There's a little bit of value here. Geez, without knowing the actual updates, Riley O'Brien. He must be listening to the podcast, and he refuses to lay down.
He was brilliant today.
Stay down, Riley. He just keeps getting back up.
Oh my god, he was everywhere today.
Yeah. I've been knocking this guy for about 3 years. You know, even when no one was listening, even it was just like basically, no one listening, I was just going for his throat.
Yeah,
and even the start of the year, I was like, he's done. We're like, Riley Tiltorp or whatever his name is.
We've never been too kind to O'Brien.
Because he moves like a boat.
But we must be inspiring him to go bang. He was great today. I don't know what he ended up on, but I think
he's on 130 at three quarter time.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be big.
Yeah. Say that again.
Say that
huge,
again.
Huge. He looked a lot more agile today, moving around a lot better.
Yeah.
I think West Coast don't really have a ruck.
True. That's very true. So because, you got to temper it a little bit.
Flynn's out, obviously, as well.
So he's rucking against Bailey, Williams Bailey and Jamison, I think.
Yep. So,
There's still options. So it's not concrete, but I think English, I really want to see people's ruck lines because I think that's going to be a point of difference as well. But I think Gawn might be the constant for most people. Yeah.
Well, Gawn and Grundy are the most picked by a long way.
Gawn's an absolute must pick. I think.
He's
really going to push up with English and Marshall.
Yeah.
We know what Gawn can do. He can have a couple of 180s. So, yep.
All right, exciting times. And, we want to just give a shout-out to Naismith. Looked incredible.
He did,
game. I think he's a better ruckman than Nankervis. Like, I'll stick by that. I've never really rated Nankervis that high.
Yeah.
He's serviceable. And, obviously, he must have some kind of intrinsic value to Richmond Footy Club to be a captain.
Yeah.
Must be, like, a bit of a war horse for them. Skill-wise, like, pound for pound, like, Naismith's a better ruckman. So.
Yeah, good pickup for them. Really good pickup. Obviously, got him for peanuts. He's playing in the VFL, so.
And then bring in some capital for moving Soldo in contract as well. I think they got a few second-round picks or something like that, so. Yep.
No, he's a must-have as well.
I like it.
R3, put him there.
All right, guys, how are we feeling? We're nearly up to the forward lines.
Feeling good, Pig.
This is when feeling all
very
your...
good. I think all our teams are very strong.
Yeah, I think they're good, yep.
Yep.
So this is where all your lies and deceits will be uncovered.
Revealed?
In the forward line.
Yeah. Oh, no.
This is like the book. This is like a bank book for a business that's running dodgy dodgy accounting.
Yes, yes.
Everything looks pretty until they open the books up. And
yep.
Let's start with you, Sammy.
I want to firstly preface this by saying I've had this guy on my team for a long time.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a one-week thing. Isaac Rankin, you go back and listen to the first podcast.
Yeah.
He's been sitting at F1 for me for a while.
I'll put a little applause in post-production.
So he's sitting at F1 for me. He looks brilliant. He's getting midfield time. I'll just fire through quickly anyway. Rankin, Fife, Jordan, Billings, Reed, Sexton.
That's so a nice that's, team. That's good.
That's, we're obviously a little bit thinner than probably where you are there, Pig. Yep. You know, Fife for F2.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be the play for me anyway.
Yeah.
Go thin in the forward line and find value and upgrade.
I think I like
especially
that.
Especially with DPPs to come as well. There's always a couple guys that bob up and you want to have in your forward line. So.
And Billings look quite good.
Billings looks great. Yeah. So. Jordan looks brilliant.
Yeah.
Obviously no Adams and no Parker for a month.
I think Jordan's a must. You have to have Jordan.
Got to have him. So I think they'll both make a bit of coin before their buys.
Okay.
So they've got round five, round six buys. So
Hey, does anyone know how Harley Reid's going at the moment?
Well, he hasn't been going great until today. I don't know how he's going today, but
he's on 62 points.
Okay.
Okay. No
That's
worries.
Good. That's all we need from him.
I'm going to make a live trade.
Oh, a live trade. Here we go.
Can we do that? Is that allowed?
Yeah, we can.
Or
we can.
No.
It's banned.
That's
no,
all right.
No. That's banned list.
Right. It's all right. You're only trading a rookie to a rookie. That's okay.
All right. I could do it.
So what? Windsor to Reed. Yeah.
All right. So, and then who have you got on the bench?
So I got Cadman sitting there and Sam Darcy sitting there.
Yeah. Sam Darcy's.
They both look great.
So you got the
Cadman was even playing some ruck the other day. Didn't obviously score great. He only scored like 45 points, but he just looks ready.
He looks
ready to go.
He looks a footballer, doesn't he?
Yeah, and like you mentioned, he's obviously number one pick, so there's talent there. I think you got to plonk him on your bench and let him just slow burn for the first, 6 to 8 weeks.
I like it. Yeah, that price point, and as a second year player, it's great. Yep. All right, guys, it's official. We've just made the first live trade on the Footy Gods.
So you were going to run without Harley Reid?
Nah,
you were going to fade him, were you?
I was just trying to get cheap. Just trying to play around. Okay, it's all jokes, you know?
Yep. I do like Windsor as well. I saw you trade him out, but he's one that to definitely look at as well.
Yeah, next minute. Windsor goes for 120 next week. That's how my Supercoach life works.
Yep.
All right, Corey.
All right, I've got Sam Flanders, Nat Fyfe, Jordan Reed, Charlie Lazaro, and Alex Sexton.
Yeah. Okay. Very nice.
So no Billings.
No.
Happy to fade him.
Well, I wouldn't mind having him, but I've spent up elsewhere.
Yeah. Okay. So okay. Lazaro takes his spot. So
what's Lazaro? 160, 170?
180.
180. Yep. Okay. He looked good the other week, and
been a mid clock as well. Mm. So.
Yep. So Kangaroos haven't played yet this community series.
Tomorrow. Saints.
They're playing
I think.
Last game.
Okay.
Yep.
Jeez, that'll be a real blockbuster. Saints then.
Good old Sunday graveyard shift.
It's probably better than it has been in a few years, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So it's good to actually have North Melbourne be relevant for the first time in a while.
First time in my life, basically. Besides my first 10 years, I guess.
Since the late 90s. Yeah, since done the late nothing. 90s.
Yeah. I always say Wayne Carey
destroyed the club.
Yeah. He blew the back out of the club that night, that faithful night.
Oh, damn.
Oh no, Jesus. Say that again. Yeah, he definitely set them back a good 20 years.
Oh, there's a pig on the ground. There is a pig at full.
Oh, what a pig.
What a pig he was. What about your bench, Cozzo? Who you got sitting there?
I've got Sam Darcy and Sean Manor.
Sean Manor, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. He looked good, Sean Manor.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he plays, but if he does, I think he'll actually be a really good scorer. Yeah.
Yep. He's ready, like Brett said. He's a 26-year-old guy. Like, he's no mug. So
what do we say? Like 26 touches and 20 plus touches and
six goals.
Losing grand final.
130 odd points he had. 140 points in the grand final. Pretty damn good. Okay. What's the man of you? That's my team name. Yeah.
Oh, you going?
Came
with
up
it?
With it myself. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. What's a man of you? All right, Pete. Go on. What do we got? Unveil it.
Nah, this is going to charm. I might do another live trade actually because I think I'm a little bit top heavy. I'm gonna change this after. But this is what I'm at right now. So my F1 is Luke Jackson. Mm-hmm. I wish it was under concussion protocols because it would have made my selection a lot more I would have felt a lot better about it because I'd love to see him one more game before the season starts. Yep. So Luke Jackson, plenty of potential and obviously that ruck option as well. Isaac Rankin, he's my F2.
Good.
Nat Fyfe, F3. Jimmy Jordan, F4. And then I've got Harley Reid, always loved your Harley. And Alex Sexton as my... Yep. F6.
He's had a section. He's just come from nowhere, hasn't he? Just to be in everyone's team. It's fantastic.
He should be in everyone's team.
He should be. He definitely should be.
What a bizarre career from that guy. Because every time I watch him, even as a forward, I'm like, geez, he's got something there. And then he's always the scapegoat, I feel, a little bit, if things aren't going right. But 28 years old, and I said this last week when we named our, I think it was our rookie, our biggest cash cow maybe, at 130K at 28 years old playing that halfback role.
He'd have to be up there.
You have to pick him. So, I finished with Darcy Wilson. I'm not sure if he's actually playing tomorrow, Darcy Wilson, but
I'd
love to get eyes on him one more time. And then I've just got Aaron Cadman. But, again, there's so many little options still in the forward line. Darcy was one of them that I've noticed that you both got. All right, boys, so let's just talk about this. What do we think? Forward lines, both your forward lines aren't as bad as what they think. I think this is the year. This is the year to go price players, right?
Well, we've basically just got one more guy in the mid than you've got. That's all it is.
Yeah, you've got the one more guy and then you've got Billings instead of
– So I've got like Billings instead of a Jackson and then I've got obviously got a Holmes instead of a Clark or a Martin instead of a Clark that you've got there.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, not too dissimilar pick.
So Billings.
I like Jackson. I really do. I think he'd have a massive year.
I think so. But you know what? I think I'm going to wait and see. I think he's a wait and see.
Yeah, I think he's a wait and see pick, definitely. But geez.
Especially now with a concussion issue. So.
Yeah. Yeah, if he had Solly Ruck, he could be the top two or three ruck in the game.
That's true. And with
I'm picking him straight away if he's Solly Ruck.
Oh, yeah. He's just looks incredible. Even up 40s look great as well. So I don't mind it.
Hit outs, kick goals, playing the mid. Like, I think he's that one. He's that guy that scores 100 by doing three different things on the field, right? So, yeah, I think I'm going to get rid of him, actually, and go with him. With a bit of a deeper mid.
Value guy.
Hey, yep. Jack McRae didn't come up in time for his game.
No,
so,
he's not playing today.
If
he played today and looked good, then I'd have a decision to make, definitely.
Yeah.
Might, tinker around a little bit, maybe miss a Holmes or something, but, yeah, not playing today. And
I still wouldn't have picked him. Yep.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
He's had too many niggles now in the preseason. I need to see him for a few weeks getting out there, and then when his price is going to jump, I'll jump on.
Okay.
Yep. You can wait and see on him.
Sam Flanders, I think we both had Flanders.
I was never that keen on Flanders.
Yeah, I thought you were.
He was in my team, obviously.
Yeah.
Just because there weren't that many other options. Yeah. But
yeah, they've tried to unveil. Those options are starting to unveil themselves a bit now. So,
and with the early buy, I just didn't. I didn't love it. I think
there's potential, but after what I seen 2 days ago, I'm wait and see. I think
obviously, you know, you get a pass somewhat in the preseason. You know, you don't have to score that well, but just he didn't. Yeah, didn't do much.
I see it as he's a clearly top two forward with McRae.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I can't pick McRae. I wanted one of them.
This is my train of thought is I think he has potential. Yeah, you're right. You don't have to score high in the preseason, but that kind of really put a negative opinion a little bit. It went down a little bit in my book the other day because just because he went missing. But my train of thought is at his price point, there's a little bit of room. That's not going to hurt you. If he goes up 30, 40K,
that's right.
There's plenty of time to grab him and he's not going to hurt.
That's sort of how I look at it. Like after his buy, you know, you can look at him. If he's going well, he's not going to get out of reach and then his buy's gone. So you can look at him then, I think. But you can start him as well.
All right, guys, that's our teams.
That's the team, boys. How much money in the bank have you got, boys?
That was my final question.
What's the last bit you got
there? I've got 82K.
Okay. I've got 58K, just under 60K. Okay. So
2,000.
2,000.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're all, a little bit of wiggle room for you,
A little bit, yeah. I actually had, a bit more, but then I went Harley Reid just then. Yeah. So, so like the option to get to English is just fading away. I think I'm just going to redistribute it somewhere. Yeah. I guess
I wanted
we'll
to keep some in there because, like I said, Zach Williams is sitting there, so I'm not sure about him. He could go to a Massimo.
Yep.
Yeah, so a little bit of money in the bank there to tinker with.
Yep.
Yeah, but I'm happy, Big. I'm happy with the midfield, how it looks. I like the bench. I know it feels deep having Hussweight there, but I think you can do it. Yeah. Especially because, right, this is my thinking behind it, because we're going to have Holmes and Martin by round 7 are going to be defenders.
So and Colby.
What's that? And McKercher, as well. So you're probably going to want to put them in the back line at some point.
I didn't even think
so
about that,
you want to be
honest.
You know, I want it to be relatively deep on the bench to be able to start to – you know, fill those holes, come round 7, 8 or whatever, you know.
This is why you got the socks, Sammy. This is the insight that I need.
You got to think about it. Because, we've got McKercher sitting there. He could be a defender keeper, you never know. But Holmes and Martin probably going to be defender keepers. So, by round 7, 8, 9, your midfield could look pretty barren.
Yeah.
Depending on where you're moving them to.
All right, I like that.
So, yeah.
Pugnacious Bulldog, any final thoughts?
Oh, not really.
Pugnacious Bulldog, I like that.
Yeah, I'm still getting over that, to be honest with you.
Good. That's an old nickname one of my friends used to have. I thought I'd just reuse it. It's so good, isn't it?
That's great. It suits him so well.
Yeah.
And I like Pugnacious.
How much do you guys reckon your teams will actually change before round one?
We spoke about this as well. I think I'm 85%.
Yeah. I'm right there.
Like obviously, my primos feel locked almost.
Yep. You know, the lights,
I'm pretty confident on most of that. It's just... slightly things. I've got that deeper defence. I might take one out of there to move one somewhere else, just depending. Get a bit of money for Grundy if I don't like Cherry tomorrow or something.
Now, my structure's locked in. I'm really happy with my structure. But, the likes of Oliver and Williams, these guys can change to other picks around their price. And but the structure I'm happy with.
We've seen 80% of the games this week as well. So the big game I want to see is Hawthorn Bulldogs.
Obviously, we've got round 0 as well.
That
isn't going to, we're not locked out to that as well. So.
Yeah, I'm more mean for this week. I want to see, because I've got Sicily, Dan and Brozier. Like when we're talking about the players that are locked in for me, the ones that are 50-50 or around that mark are like Sicily, Dan Ambrosio. I want to see Cofield. I wanted to see James Harms as well, because I think Harms, Jordan, and who was the other one, Billings
are
very much similar. So, yeah, I would say I'm 85% locked in with a few changes. So, exciting.
It's good. It is exciting.
How do you guys feel over Billings versus Fife? That's the decision I'm kind of struggling with.
Oh, I never thought of that.
That's a tough one. That's a very tough one.
I think Fife.
Yeah, I probably lean towards Fife because of the midfield time, but he is, you know, he's 40K more.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so, that is a hard one. I think but I no early buy as well. I probably lean towards Fife.
That's where I'm at the moment.
DPP,
that's the one giving me the most trouble, really.
Yeah. Well, I think I wrote that in the write-up today. He had 24 touches. He had like 18 handballs.
Yeah. He was sort of managed as well, though.
Yeah.
I reckon he only about 60% time on ground as well.
Yeah, but the 18 to 6 is like the ratio of handball to kick. Like, obviously he's got a clear role, which is a...
You don't mind it as long as they're contested handballs. You know, hard ball gets. You don't mind that.
What's a contested
handball? If they're a Darcy Parish handball where it's just like, floating off the back of a pack, then...
A turnover.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 26 touches, 18 of them handballs. Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Yeah, 75% time on ground, so yeah. 72 points, it's probably unders for what he did.
I think he only plays 75% anyway.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, if you didn't see Billings play like he did a couple of days ago, he wouldn't even be in the calculations because he just hasn't shown he hasn't shown that much. Like, I feel like he always played a bit deep for Saints or something, or maybe just that half forward. He looked like he covered more of the ground. I haven't really seen him cover that much.
He was a wingman, wasn't he?
He was sort of half forward pushing up the midfield, outside midfielder.
So I don't think he's got the runs on the board. I think he's good, and if he continues that, I have to get him in.
Yep.
But I don't think he – against Fife, I think
– Yeah, I'm going Fife on that
Fife's one. Fife's ticked definitely all the boxes of his health, so you're going to have to – I think you're going to have to go Fife early on over Billings.
Yeah, I think so. It's just good I've got Yo too because the bodies, I don't want to have too many of these
praying
iffy
your team's
guys.
Breaks
Jeez,
down.
It could just go all wrong, couldn't it?
But it could be massive too.
It could be massive as well. That's right.
Yeah.
Exciting times.
Spot on. Spot
exciting.
On. Very exciting.
Well, I am exciting. I'm excited. I am excited.
Say that again.
Excited.
I feel like this is our best podcast.
Say that again.
I think we're in the flow state, guys.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Yep. It all just flowed together nicely, I think. Yep. Good.
Look good, feel good.
He's pig. Round zero in 5 days or something.
Yeah.
Is it Thursday, is it?
Yeah. Thursday night footy.
I just want to take the time to put an absolute rocket up sports betting at the moment.
Say that again.
Why?
Oh, put no disposals.
Yeah, I know.
Stop making me lose my money.
They do goal scorers, but no disposals. Why?
Crooks.
Can someone tell us?
This is the one, isn't it?
Robbed.
Yeah.
Right in front of me.
You robbed me.
Absolutely robbed. Bullshit.
Bastards. Coming for your sports bet.
Yeah, we're coming.
Just joking. I'll be back next week, guys. I love you. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much.
Very good.
It's been real. It's been good. It just hasn't been real good. See you later.
See ya.